This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the 2018 WHL playoffs. 16 teams, some great first-round matchups. Ahead, we'll take you back to this week's WHL Bantam Draft Lottery. The Kootenai Ice might have won, but the Edmonton Oil Kings will pick first. General Manager Randy Hanch will join us to discuss holding that top pick. The WHL has announced its Eastern and Western Conference award winners. We'll have that list ahead of the award ceremony in May. And the University of Alberta Golden Bears are this year's University Cup champions. Former Red Deer Rebel and Kootenai Ice forward Luke Phelps still celebrating. He'll round out the show. First up, it all played out in Calgary, the WHL Bantam Draft Lottery.
As you can see, a Kootenai Ice ball has been drawn. So Kootenai will move up two spots and select second in the 2018 Bantam Draft. Edmonton will have the first pick, followed by Kootenai, followed by Prince George, transfer to Prince Albert, Calgary, Kamloops, and Saskatoon.
Randy Hanch is the general manager of the Edmonton Oil Kings, who will step first to the podium coming up May 3rd in Red Deer. First of all, Randy, it's always great to secure that first overall pick, but you had to sweat it out a little bit at the WHL Bantam Draft Lottery. Were you relieved when you had that first pick secured?
Yeah, it's obviously a process you go through there, and you never know what's going to happen with the lottery, so you got to be prepared. And with us going into that slot, we knew where we were going to be. Either with A or B, right? And as it worked out, we were fortunate to retain the first overall pick.
Yeah, had a 47% chance of doing so. Well, here you are, getting set now for the WHL Bantam Draft. Do you think there's a consensus number one out there, Randy, or where would you say yourself and the scouting staff of the Oil Kings are at?
John, we're still going through the scouting circles of it. It's going to be a pretty aggressive month, as it always is, with leading up into April. With all the camps, and especially just with one of the camps just finished this past weekend here. So we're going to sort it out. There's a very good group of players at the top part that makes us certainly excited. Jamie and his staff are looking forward to the day.
It seems like there's one high-end, clear-cut player from each province and maybe even the state of California here. So it's interesting to see how widespread a first overall pick might come from this year.
That's very true. It is spread out. There's a lot of talent, obviously, each year, but breaking it down, as you mentioned, there's some top-end players from each province and obviously the state of California, so it will make it fun.
All right, Randy, you hold the first overall selection, and it's a chance, I guess, to pick whoever you want across the board here. Any chance of entertaining offers for that pick? I think this question always comes up when someone holds number one, because there might be some teams out there that want that pick. Would you entertain at all moving that pick before now on May 3rd?
Yeah, that's a fair question, and I think you definitely have to listen. I'd be wrong if I didn't, and like I said, that's part of going through it, and like I said, for us, it would be obviously open to listen to situations, but also it would have to be something that makes a lot of sense for us because it is the first overall pick.
When it comes to the Oil Kings, I know you're probably looking for a franchise guy. You've had franchise players in the past, and might have some coming up here through the draft ranks here right now. But how important is it to get a solid draft here and try to get the Oil Kings moving forward and back in the playoff mix and back where they were just a few years ago, and that was Memorial Cup champions?
It is very important, and that's kind of the mixed feelings where we're at. You're disappointed, one hand, picking where we are, but in the second hand, you got to be excited with the lot of pick we do have, and you got to make the most of it because those are important, and that's how you build your franchises through the draft and developing, and that's what we did in the past, and we're firm believers of that. And we were fortunate last year to select Jake Neighbors, who went on, had a very good year last year, and or this past year, and actually came in and finished strong with us. So it's important to add some building blocks, and we look forward to
First overall selection of the Edmonton Oil Kings, and Randy Hanch, appreciate your time here on WHL This Week.
Anytime, John. Thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chinooth Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The Western Hockey League has named its conference award winners and all-star teams. WHL Player of the Year, the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy, is between Jaden Hobgawax of the Moose Jaw Warriors and his 70 goals this season and goaltender of the Everett Silver Tips and Canada's World Junior Team, Carter Hart. The Dale Wilson Memorial Trophy for the WHL's top goaltender will be contested between Logan Fladell of the Lethbridge Hurricanes and Carter Hart of the Everett Silver Tips. WHL top defenseman, the Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy, is between nominees Cale Clegg of the Moose Jaw Warriors and Cal Foote of the Kelowna Rockets. The Jim Piggott Memorial Trophy, that's the WHL Rookie of the Year, to first-year player Dylan Cousins of the Lethbridge Hurricanes up against Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants. The WHL's most sportsmanlike player of the year, the Brad Horning Trophy, up between Alexei Heponiemi of the Swift Current Broncos and Western Conference most sportsmanlike player Cody Glass of the Portland Winterhawks. The WHL Executive of the Year, the Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy, up between Alan Miller of the Moose Jaw Warriors and Western Conference Executive of the Year, Gary Davidson of the Everett Silvertips. The Dunk McCallum Memorial Trophy for WHL Coach of the Year is between Eastern Conference Coach of the Year, Matty Viveros of the Swift Current Broncos and Dennis Williams of the Everett Silvertips. A couple of awards have already been presented. The WHL regular season champions, the Scotty Munro Memorial Trophy, to the Moose Jaw Warriors for 52 wins and 109 points. The WHL Top Scorer Award, the Bob Clark Trophy, to Jaden Hobgawak's 70 goals, 129 points in all 72 games this season. The award winners will be announced Wednesday, May 2nd in Red Deer, a day before the WHL Bantam Draft.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
A pair of WHL officials have received another assignment from the IIHF. Referee Brett Iverson and linesman Nathan Van Oosten are off to Denmark for the upcoming World Hockey Championships in May, set for Copenhagen and Herning. In total, 32 on-ice officials were nominated by the IIHF officiating committee from a list of 64 candidates. 12 of the 16 nominated referees and 8 of the linesmen also officiated at the recent 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, including Iverson and Van Oosten. Congratulations to both as they get set for the World Hockey Championships in May.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
He is a University Cup champion with the University of Alberta Golden Bears. Luke Philp, former WHLer with the Kootenay Ice and the Red Deer Rebels, joins us here on WHL This Week. First of all, Luke, you guys pull it off on the big stage in Fredericton after going there last year as well. What a thrilling way to win it. Has the celebration wore off for you guys yet?
No, not quite, that's for sure. It was an unbelievable week, and it was a lot of fun out there.
Now, you do so by getting to the final against St. FX, but not before a real battle with the University of Saskatchewan. You guys go head-to-head, battle back and forth seemingly all year long, and here you are in the semifinal, and you're in overtime as well.
Yeah, you know what? That was a fun game to play, and it was they played really well. It was, you know, they were up the whole game. We couldn't seem to score, and then we stuck with it, and we're able to get a couple in the third to tie it up, and then Coxie buried it in the overtime. But that game was a lot of fun to be a part of, too.
What's it like to win a championship with a bunch of guys that you used to battle with head-to-head for 5 years in the WHL?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, our team basically made up of guys, basically, yeah, we played against each other throughout our WHL careers. Some pretty big rivalries in the room, but you know, and when we're all brothers on the team, and it's pretty cool. Our team comes together. We came together pretty quickly. We having a lot of new guys come in last season, and then this season we pretty well the same team as last year. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun to be a part of.
Are you getting used to these big tournaments? I think back to your final year in the WHL Memorial Cup in Red Deer, and then back-to-back University Cup tournaments. Boy, it seems like your spring always involves a big event here lately.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. You know, yeah, you don't play tournaments for so long in the WHL. It's just regular season play and then playoffs, and then all of a sudden, you know, yeah, bang, 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 you have 3 in a row like that. It's fun. It's different, though. I mean, you lose one game with this tournament, you lose one game, you're out. So it's you always got to be ready.
Luke, you're just finishing up your second year of studies there at the University of Alberta. In fact, I'm speaking to you in the morning before you're going to some classes here today. Tell us the program you're taking and how that's going.
Program. I applied for business to transfer into business here this next year, so I've got accepted, actually, and then I just need to pass my calculus course. That's what I'm grinding right now. That's
that would be a grind.
Oh yeah, it's pretty tough. But yeah, me and Brendan Burke are in the same class, and we're grinding through that. And yeah, I got to make sure I pass that one to get in the business program.
All right, Luke, well, you guys have reason to celebrate there with the University of Alberta capturing the University Cup last weekend in Fredericton. Great job there representing the WHL, and once again, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Hey, and that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests and enjoy the opening round of the 2018 WHL playoffs. I'm John Key.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.